Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome to Words from the Word. I am your host, Overseer Paulette Thornton. And we will start our show with this lively morning wake up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are so glad you come and join us. I promise you, we will get our music in order. But praise the Lord. We're so glad you have joined with us this morning. We're excited just because God is on the throne. He rules and he reigns. He knows us and he loves us. He has promises he's given to us, and we trust him. And because we do, our joy will be full. I would like to use today to remind people of the First Love Banquet that's coming at Laborers for Christ Word Life Center tomorrow morning, starting at 10 a.m., and it will be focusing on the retreat topic of healing from the spirit of rejection. as put forth in Isaiah 53. We are excited about what God is doing in healing and giving revelation to the body of Christ so that we will be free and the world will see him and know that there is an answer and the answer is at hand. We ask you to come on out. It's free for all. It is a follow-up of the retreat, and it is be servicing a variety of things. The healing clinic is the first order of business, and then we go into our breaking bread together of fellowshipping and Kwanu. We will have the word in all kinds of forms, not necessarily just the preached form, but you will definitely receive from the anointing that's in the house. And we thank God for it. We're excited about it. We also want to remind you that we are in the last day of our 12-day consecration for the second prayer watch. We have also started the season of Lent, started on Wednesday of this week. And so we're in a time of consecration, a time of prayer, a time of beseeching the kingdom on behalf of the body of Christ. And our second prayer watch, just details of the meaning of that watch and the call for that watch, which is the 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, a time to ask for divine and human favor, praying for the outpouring of the spirit of prayer upon each one of us and upon the church, upon the house of the Lord. Prayer also for the spirit of grace and supplication. It is a time to pray for the release and outpouring of the spirit of grace, of prayer and supplication, as in Matthew 26 chapter and the 33rd verse. Recall that on that day Jesus was betrayed. He started praying for God's grace at 9 p.m. He came back to his disciples and said, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" So at 11 p.m., he came a second time and said, "Are you still sleeping?" He left them and went back. Then the third time, that was at 12 midnight, he said, "Arise, let us go, for my betrayer is at hand." This period is a time to pray for strength against temptation and trials. And it's also a time of prayer for divine protection. We find that in Psalms 3, 1 through 7, Psalm 17, 8 through 14, and Zechariah 1 and 10. This is also the period to pray and ask for the release of the troops of God to be on patrol and to give angelic escort. The same army general that had arrested Paul now ended up protecting Paul. As you pray today, God will cause the people who have arrested us before to protect his purpose in our life. Prayer also for the provision to do God's work. Time for the supply of all resources needed for every God-given project, starting with Exodus 35. It was the time that the Israelites got everything that they had to use to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. It is also the time to ask for the sense of urgency to accomplish whatever God wants us to do. The Israelites ate the Passover standing with their tunics tucked, with belts around their waist, ready to move. Are we ready to move? Are we in an urgency and expectation and anticipating God's move and his release of our divine freedom? Hallelujah. We thank you. thank you, God, for your holy plan and the pattern that you put forth so that we might live victoriously. We have some callers on the line, and we are going to open our lines live for our callers that you may chime in. We encourage you to do so. Just speak right up. We do want to dedicate this month. We were dedicating this month to prayer as we would learn different elements involved in our prayer life. And so we had encouraged different ones to share with us. And also we want to explain, or not explain, but to put forth a part of the ministry of the Seven Wonders, a very important part of the ministry of Seven Wonders is a ministry of prayer, and prayer for preparation, praying for resources, praying for the power and the insight, the creativity to do the things that God would have us to do. And just like with the ministry of the Seven Wonders, it is also true in any ministry that we need a strong prayer life, and we need warriors who are willing to stand on the wall in prayer on behalf of ministry and the people in ministry. Callers, you're on the line. Do you want to share with us this morning? Okay. We yes, we were given the mandate for the first prayer watch of 26 items of prayer, prayer focuses that needed to go out on behalf of leadership. And we leadership starting from the very, from your home to our local assembly, to our city, our state, and our country, and our world. But we do want to realize our responsibility in the conditions of the things around us, whether it's our home, our church, or our city, or our country, or our world, because our responsibility is to pray. There were 26 points presented during the prayer summit of our responsibility as put forth in the Word of God, and I will read them to you now, share them with you, so that this sharing in itself will be us touching and agreeing in prayer regarding these things. One of the things we learned very, very early in our life was a sentence prayer. And a sentence prayer was a prayer that a group of people in a room each just put forth and declared one sentence, and it became a part of the total prayer for that assembly, for that gathering. And so each person that had something on their heart, it only had to be one or two sentences, and it became the total prayer. And it's like, pray that our leaders may be saved if they are not saved, which is the first and foremost thing. 1 Timothy 2:4. And also that our leaders will come to a knowledge of the truth. We pray that they acknowledge, honor, and praise God, who is the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth, from Daniel 4:34. We pray that our leaders will rule by example, 1 Peter 5:3, that they will have and demonstrate the wisdom of God, from James 1:5. Oh, Lord, we pray that grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ grow in them, according to 2 Peter 3:8, and that they be filled with and walk in the Spirit of God, from Galatians 5:25. We pray, O Lord, that they have freedom to boldly share your word, Ephesians 6:9, and that they will remember and minister by the grace of God that has been given to them, Romans 12 and 6, that the shepherd of the flock will lead us willingly and with a ready mind. Lord, that's from 1 Peter 5 and 2. That the role, and that they will rule their household. They will not give their power away, but rather they will rule their household according to 2 Timothy 3, 4 through 5. Speak with the power of God, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5. And that going back to rule their house and not give their power or authority to another and not depend on someone else to bring about the change in our house, that we have the power and have been given the authority and the position and the role to do so, that we will be and do the work of an evangelist, that we will not be selfish, but we will desire with a clean heart the salvation of all men and do all that has been laid upon us to do in our gifts and anointing from 2 Timothy 4 and 5. We pray that our leaders will labor with one another in harmony and in joy and in power. 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 10. We pray that God will richly prosper their work, and though they may not see it, that their spirits believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, that their labor is not in vain, and that they will have the revelation to impart the truth into your church with new wine and new insight, that they will fully know and demonstrate the love of Christ, Ephesians 3 and 19, that they will preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, Ephesians 3 and 8, not with opinion nor with their own interpretation, but through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit as he gives them revelation, that they will be in unity with the Holy Spirit, and that the leaders will be humbly submitting themselves and their lives, their emotions and their preferences, submitting them to God, according to James 4 and 7, that they will resist the devil so that he will flee, and that their lives will be examples to others of the power of the resistance with the word of God against the evil ones, that the trials that they go through will produce patience and maturity, James 1, 1 through 4. They will continue the ministry of mercy and the grace of God, Titus 3, 5 through 8. They will also seek wise counsel, Proverbs 24 and 6, and that God will be done his will on earth in their lives as it is in heaven, according to Matthew 6, 9 through 13. We are so grateful for the pattern of the Word of God and the fact that all things are given to us that we might know how to walk in the kingdom of God. And so we will now use and share with you the prayer that our Savior prayed. Hallelujah. And that's found in John 17. And Jesus, and we're going to be reading out of the Message Bible. So often we use the Lord's Prayer, but this is what the Lord Jesus prayed. And Jesus said these things. Then lifting his eyes in prayer, he said, Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the sun is turned in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorify you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your very splendor, the very splendor that I had in your presence before there was a world. I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me, and they were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand, and everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced. Then I came from you. They believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world. I'm not praying for the God-rejected world, but for those you gave me, for they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours is mine, and my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. They all continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they may be one heart and mind, as we are one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them in the pursuit of life you gave through me. I even posted a night watch, and not one of them got away, except for the rebellious bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. Now I'm returning to you. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing, so your people can experience my joy complete in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I am consecrating myself for their sake, so they'll be truth consecrated in their ministry. I am praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their testament and witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I give them, so they'll be as unified and together as we are. Lord, Lord, what a prayer he's praying for us. I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent me and love them in the same way you love me. Father, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so that they may see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me long before there ever was a world. Righteous Father, the world has never known you, but I have known you, and these disciples know that you sent me on this mission. I have made your very being known to them. You who are and what you do, and continue to make it known so that your love for me might be in them exactly as I am in thee. The prayer of our Lord, John 17th chapter in the Message Bible. I want to now this music of worship and of joy that we have in him and in his name and who he is and who he is for us. Hallelujah, I am. He's telling him us who he is for every need that we might have. We have Elder Deborah on the line. Elder Deborah, would you like to share with us this morning? Good morning. We appreciate our...
Good morning. I've been enjoying the broadcast as always. that song was very nice. I hadn't heard that before. And as I was looking at John 17, as you were reading it in the message, you know, and listening to the words of the song, I Am, and our Savior kind of breaks that down in his prayer, you know, where he assures us that, you know, that not only that the Father has given him us, but he reminds us that he and the Father are one, and that we are one in him, you know, because we have received them, and in fact that we have believed that he the Father, you know, has sent the Son. So this prayer supplement week and this week following has been very fruitful, you know. It is, it's enlightening as you were reading off right at the beginning, the sentence prayer, and those scriptures. I was able to get, you know, maybe a half a dozen of them down and to actually go back and, you know, just kind of meditate on that. But as always, enjoying the broadcast, and congratulate you for a job well done.
I appreciate your encouragement, and your presence is even more encouraging, and your words are very enlightening and encouraging as well. We just thank God for the unity of the Spirit and of the oneness when we are on one mind and on one accord. The things that we can accomplish in the kingdom are great, and we just appreciate when we link together and we're able to share God's truth and his word with one another and with others. We also have on the line Evangelist Roberta, our prayer warrior and intercessor for Labor's Seven Wonders. And Evangelist Roberta, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. I'm just enjoying the broadcast. I have a little cold, but I'm enjoying the broadcast, and I was listening to you, and I was thinking about where you said the sense of urgency to do what God would have us to do, and what came to my mind was prayer, you know, praying for our youth. It's I don't know, just over the last week, I think such a burden as, if I can use that word, has come over me for praying for our youth, because it appears that the enemy has we know that he has set out to destroy our youth, but it's like they are like just so much full of so much hatred for one another and defiance against authority and such envy and strife and malice. And as I was praying for our youth, you know, I was just asking the Lord to just destroy the root of this thing that has to destroy the root that the enemy has put into the spirit that he has put into our youth to do what they're doing. Our youth is like they're not safe walking the streets or anything. It's such an urgency for us to pray and plead the blood to cover our youth. I can't find the words to express what I feel, but, you know, tears just come to my eyes, you know, when I think about what our youth are going through. you know, and not just those that are doing the destroying, but those that have to go out every day in fear of, you know, walking to school or walking to the store or what have you. And
or even sitting in their own homes, they're being shot.
Yes.
Yes, cars.
And it's such a, the church, the saints, the intercessors, I don't know, we just have going to have to seek God on how to intercede for our youth, how to come up against the agent of Satan, because he has declared war on our youth, and we see that. And it's so important for us to cover them, you know, be a covering for them and stand in the gap for them, for their protection and covering. I just put that petition out there, you know, put that petition out there for our youth. And then I was thinking the last few days of prayer, just covering the atmosphere, the heavens, with the blood of Jesus. I don't know what is about to take place or anything like that, but it's like you could just sense something in the atmosphere, just pleading the blood over the planes, you know, over the heavens and over the pilots, and because so much is going on, you know, I just put that petition out there to just begin to cover the heavenlies as the planes fly through the atmosphere. And because as we see daily, something is going on with the planes. You know, they're having to come in and land. So, as always, I've enjoyed the program and then talking about the different prayers.
I encourage
you to continue the good work and continue to do that which God has, you know, ordain you to do and has put upon your heart to do pertaining to the program.
I praise God for that. I believe that we can stop right now and pray a prayer covering for our young people as well as those that have authority over them. And our young people are the product of what they have seen. And what they have felt, like you say, in the atmosphere. And because generations have so carelessly and selfishly pursued their own agenda and their own way, and they did it in such inconsistent fashion that our children don't have anything solid to hold on to look to stand on. Everything is so, I think they call it, it just depends, it's relative, you know, and except for Jesus Christ, and who is the same today and yesterday and forevermore. But that's not what they see. And so as a result, these things that are all around them, people of authority, whether it's school or home or even church, there's such an inconsistency about what is being presented and a selfishness. Actually, of our own agenda and our own purposes, and whatever suits us or it satisfies us is what they see happening. And so they don't have anything to guide their growth and development of a stable nature. And so we have to stand up as children of the Most High in every way, no matter what and how hard the sacrifice might be. We have to give so that they can see Jesus Christ. They can see mm-hmm. the Son as being the answer, that he's always the same. And no matter who they see him in, they can see consistency. They can see yes. love. They can see mercy. They can see grace. Our children, they don't have a heart of grace. They don't mm-hmm. have a heart of compassion because they haven't seen it in the world around them. And so that's part of, I believe, the revelation that the Lord is giving and this revival of prayer in the church and starting with leadership so that they will, with these 26 points, if they would just do that, if we would just mm-hmm. do that, if our youth could just see that in some group on a consistent basis, it would change everything about them. So the only thing that yeah. they are seeing that is lasting, it seems to be embraced by everybody, it seems to be what supports everybody, and that is violence. If yeah. you want it, take it. If you don't like it, destroy it. I mean, or leave it, or walk away, abandon it, neglect it. So all these are the things that they're learning from government leaders and teachers. And I'm not saying all teachers, but because we've been, I say, silent for so long, and the enemy mm-hmm. has been so loud and so determined with what they're doing, that they were the squeaky wheel that our children see. And so we do. We want to just stop right now, and evangelists, you can lead us in prayer, and then we ask Elder that you can pick it up where she leads, yes. and we can just pray our way out of through and with this program for the leaders as well as the young people. Amen, evangelist. Yes.
Father, we just come before you, ask your Father God to just let your blood cover our young people, Father God. We ask even now that you dispatch ministering angels amongst and around our young people, Father God, taking hold to the reins of their minds, Father God, giving them a hunger and a thirst, Father God, for your righteousness and your holiness, Father God. Father God, we ask even now, Father God, that you would just send someone amongst our young people, Father God, to give them your word, Father God, to let them know that you love them, Father God. Oh, Father, we just ask that you direct and lead them, direct their path, order their every footstep, Father God. Father, we ask you even now to create in them clean hearts, Father God, renew within them right spirits, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your blood cover the hallways of the schools, Father God. Let your blood cover the pathways to their schools, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Master, even now, we know that it's your will that no man should perish, Father God, and we just ask you even now, Father God, to just send out, Father God, laborers into the fields, Father God, to minister unto our young people, Father God, those that are standing on the corners, Father God. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, looking for something to get into, Father God. Oh, Master, even now, look and have mercy upon our children, Lord God. Extend your hand of mercy and extend your hand of grace over our children, Father God. And we ban the works of the enemy even now, Father God. We curse the seed of hatred that the enemy has planted in them, hatred of themselves and hatred of their fellow our sisters and brothers, Father God. We curse the root cause of it even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you have your way in their lives and let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Elder?
Gracious God, we come before you. Lord, we lift up our leaders in every hierarchy, oh God, not only in the United States, of America, oh God, but throughout the world. Lord, we know that there is only one God, oh God. You are God over all, whether it is being acknowledged or not, oh God. So we lift up every leader, every governor, every king, every president, oh God. We lift up governing bodies, oh God. And,
yes.
and We put them in your hands, oh God, that they would be conscientious, oh God, that they would come back to their first love, oh God, that they would acknowledge that our country itself was built on your word, oh God, that the founding fathers understood that our liberty depended on us being righteous in our dealings with each other, oh God. Oh God, we pray that those who have authority above us, oh God, would be saved and not only have a saving faith, oh God, but you would be Lord, oh God, that their decisions, that their actions as they pertain to your people, oh God, would be righteous and pleasing in your sight, oh God. Oh God, we know that nothing happens outside of your privy, and anything that you would allow, oh God, you are still in control, oh God. We pray not only for them, oh God, but for us to be followers and for us to demonstrate and to comport ourselves in a way that would give you honor and bring glory to you, oh God. Oh God, we pray for the people of God, those inside the church, oh God, those of the fivefold ministry, oh God, those of the fold, the ecclesia, the ecumenical bodies, oh God, we pray for them and we lift them up, oh God, that them as well as we, because we are part of the body, oh God, would heed your word, oh God, that the fruits of the Spirit would be evident in our lives, oh God, that the love and the joy and the peace would resonate in us, oh God, that we would have the peace of God, that we would have the love of God, oh God, that we would operate in a way that people would see our long suffering for our brothers, oh God, and that it wouldn't be done hastily, it wouldn't be done grudgingly, oh God, but that we would be long suffering because we understand the price that was paid for us, oh God, that we would operate and people would see the fruit of goodness and of kindness, that we would not only meet the need in being good to our brothers and sisters, oh God, but that we would seek the need, that we would be kind, that we would go the extra step, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that you have already made it possible for us to walk in your way, to be loving, oh God, to be forgiving, oh God, exemplify the love of the Son in everything that we do, oh God. Make us understand that our life is hidden in Christ, oh God, that the things that you have destined for us, oh God, come from our obedience to your will and to your word, oh God, that we need to delight ourselves in the things of the Lord, and you tell us that you will give us the desires of our hearts, oh God, and we desire that our leadership, God, we desire that our young people, we desire that our brothers and our sisters would walk in your way, oh God, that we would have victory, that we would be the light and that it wouldn't be hidden under a bushel, oh God, that our lives would exemplify all that you say that we are, oh God, that we would understand that our joy should be in your strength, oh God, that you are our rock and that you are our shield and that you are our buckler, oh God, that you are our light and that you are our salvation. And when we understand that and we walk in that and we walk in truth, oh God, that you would make easy and successful our way, oh God. We thank you that you are the lamp, oh God, and the light, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We know that the things that we pray to you in your will and in your word, that you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. So we thank you in advance, oh God, that things will be right with you, oh God, as we honor your word. In the name of Jesus, so be it. Amen.
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 I would like to read prayer of Nehemiah. it had been on my heart from the first prayer summit, how he prayed when he had heard about the condition of the children of Israel. And mm-hmm. he says that in Nehemiah 1, and I'm reading again from the Message Bible, they told me the exile survivors who are left there in the province are in bad shape. Conditions are appalling. The walls of Jerusalem is in rubble. The city gates are steel cinders. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. I mourned for days, fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, God, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, loyal to his covenant and faithful to those who love him and obey his command. Look at me. Listen to me. Pay attention to this prayer of your servant that I am praying day and night in intercession for your servant, the people of Israel, confessing the sins of the people. And I am including myself, I and my ancestors, among those who have sinned against you. We treated you like dirt. We hadn't done what you told us to do, hadn't followed your commandments, and hadn't respected the decisions you gave to Moses, our servant. At the same, remember the warning you posted to our servant Moses. If you betray me, I'll scatter you to the four winds. But if you come back to me and do what I tell you, I will gather up all these scattered people from wherever they ended up and put them back in the place I choose to mark with my name. And I just felt that that's such the prayer for leaders on behalf of our young people, as Nehemiah prayed and repented for the generations of fathers that weren't consistent in the word of God, just as we hadn't been. And the part I love it, he says, I remember the warning, but the warning came with a but. And that was God's grace and mercy. But if you come back to me, and so he's bidding us, come to me. If we come back to him, then he will gather up. He'll fix everything that's broken. He will repair everything that's been breached. He will restore that which has been destroyed. And he will provide a new thing that will cause the enemy to know truly God is a God of love, of grace, and mercy. It is not his desire to punish us. Mm-hmm. It is his desire that we all be saved. And as he shakes us up in our eyesight, when we view what's around us and what becomes tender to our hearts, then it causes us to move on behalf of him into a place that we ought always to be in. And that's a place bowed down in worship and in prayer to him. Our lives are going to have to adjust themselves, or not even adjust themselves, they're going to have to be restored into that fellowship of the Holy Spirit, where we, in all we do, seek to hear, feel, and know the will of God for every word and every action and every thought we have, and to quickly repent when the Holy Spirit gives us correction, so that he can then give us the instruction and the power and the peace to go forth into the will of the Father. So I thank God for this two or three coming together. I thank God for technology, because it would have been hard for the three or four of us to come together, five or six of us to come together physically. But because of technology, we're able to. We're able to touch and agree and to come away together. I just want to read this, a call of love. Come away with me, my beloved. And this is what he bids us. This is the mission of the Ministry of the Seven Wonders. The mission was to prepare a place where he had called his beloved away unto himself. He calls us into his chambers. He said, my beloved, abide under the shelter of the lattice, for I have betrothed thee unto myself. And though ye are sometimes indifferent toward me, my love for thee is at all times a flame of fire, and it never cools. My longing for thy love and affection is deep and constant. Tarry not for an opportunity to have more time to be alone with me. Take it. Though ye leave the tasks at hand, nothing will suffer. Things are of less importance than you think. Our time together is like a garden full of flowers, whereas the time you give to things is as a field full of stubble. I love thee, and if thou can always, as it were, feel my pulse beat, ye should know many things, the knowledge of which shall give thee sustaining strength. Bear thy sin, and I wish to carry thy burden. Ye may have the gift of a light and merry heart. My love bores is the place where ye shall find it. For my love dispels all fear and is a cure for every ill. Lay thy head upon my breast and lose thyself in me. Thou shalt experience resurrection life and peace. The joy of the Lord shall become thy strength, and the wells of salvation shall be open unto thee. And that is from the Come Away, My Beloved by Francis Roberts. We just thank God for all of the anointings on authors and musicians and those that prepare the music and the books and play the songs and write the words that our emotions often we feel and we experience in God, but we just don't know how to put it down in writing it or in the song, and those that put melody to the song, and then those that sacrifice and learn to play the instruments that cause the melody to come forth. And so we do. We thank God for them. We thank God for his time with us today. We don't. If anybody have any closing comments or concerns or words, we know we have the apostle on the line.
Amen, amen. Blessings. I have enjoyed the word of God. I've enjoyed the prayers that have gone forth for our youth and for our leaders. And I just want us to be encouraged to continue to maintain, to have a God's eye view and a God's eye perspective, because it is that, it is through those lenses that the world can change. But if we can continue to see through eyes that have scales on them, then what we create is nothing more than an illusion. But if we will allow the Holy Spirit to take the scales off of our eyes, we will then be clearly able to see that which he desires us to see, and therefore his change can go forth as opposed to our perspective. I love you guys with an eternal, everlasting love, and it is a privilege to serve you. Blessings and peace. Goodbye.
Amen, amen. We thank God. I think we have maybe 40 seconds left, and so we will just use them to praise God for every mountain he's brought us over, for every valley he's brought us through, and for the love that we know he has for us that's unending and will continue to do so for our generations and our children, because he has promised that.
You talked to 40 seconds.
No, but they've all
finished. Yeah, you don't have to, man. So it's going up.
rested, worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.